offensive guy is going into, say, a new stadium like this one and maybe being able to shut him up, is that as good as hearing the home fans get loud or equal to it?
That's really not our focus going in this week. You know, obviously we're preparing for this thing to come away for the with a victory, whether, you know, we're at a new stadium, first time they're playing there. But, you know, one thing we do know is that the atmosphere will be electric, obviously, divisional game, and with the heated rivalry in which it is, and with them opening up, it should be an awesome atmosphere, especially for a primetime game. So we're really, really looking forward to the opportunity, but, you know, ultimately we're trying to get this win no matter where we play it.
Hey, Clay, you've had a lot of experience going against Adrian Peterson. Just from your years of experience, what kind of makes him a different guy?
Well, I think he possesses, the traits of every great running back, and that he's, he can run in between the tackles as well as outside. And I think the thing that proves to be the most difficult about him is not knowing where he's going to take the ball, and that, sometimes his cuts or his reads aren't where the play is designed to go. So I think that's what makes him very dangerous, and just, overall, it doesn't look like he ages at all and just continues to run hard. So it'll be a team effort, as it always is. Fortunately, we had some success last year in minimizing his, big playmaking ability, and hopefully that's the case come Sunday.
I believe it was before one of those games last year when you said he was the greatest running back you had ever played against. When you see, I think it was 19 carries and 31 yards for him in the opener, does that – what do you think of that?
Oh, he's not going to have a 100-yard game every game he plays. I'm sure he'd like to. But he's also the same guy who, was a couple yards away from the rushing record and has continued to play at a high level at a position that, I'm sure the career average is 3 to 5 years. So, he's still one of the best. He's definitely up there. And like I said, he's going to be a challenge. And we know that, their offense revolves around him and getting him the ball early and often. So, we'll stick with the game plan that has worked for us in the past, and stopping the run and forcing them to be one dimensional, especially with their quarterback situation being up in the air. So, he's a heck of a player, and we'll look for his best.
What did you do so well week one against the run?
I felt like we were real disruptive up front. I felt like our front seven did a great job of kind of mixing it up and just playing with a different, a disruptive attitude as opposed to just, fitting and doing our jobs. And that's why you saw a number of times guys in the backfield who, if they didn't make the play, they were setting it up for somebody else. So I think that's the most important thing you saw. I think they had to abandon the run, probably around half. And, so hopefully we can kind of keep that going, putting our bigs, on the edge and forcing some mismatches against tight ends and tackles. And, fortunately, we were able to funnel everything, kind of keep it inside and make their game one-dimensional.
You mentioned how Adrian Peterson can make something out of nothing. If a play is blown up, you can reverse field and make something happen. How rare is that? To me, it seems like kind of what Aaron does. Plays break down, and he still can't get to Aaron. Is it that way with the running back with Peterson?
Well, he just stays alive. He's able to break tackles. He's able to, he's finesse at times, be a power running back, get on the edge, as well as his great vision, too. And, he can do it all. So, he's one of those unique guys in the league who, I think gives, make sure defensive coordinators are staying up late, focusing on stopping him. And like I said, we know that it's going to start with him, and we're going to have our hands full with him.
Clay, for someone who likes to get off the ball like you do and get up the field, how hard is it to be disciplined with a guy like that? Because you know he's going to try to cut everything back too if he can. Right?
Yeah,
is that a difficult mental thing to deal with?
No, not really. You get a feel for the game. I think sometimes, when you're younger, you might have trouble playing to run or pass, but you start feeling things. But, he does a great job, especially when we get on different levels. That's why they've had so much success with draws and, some of those plays that allows for, those runs to develop when you get, your linebackers, ends, people on different levels. That's when he can make you pay. You even look at his touchdown run up there last year. We were on different levels, and it was only for a few yards, but it was enough to get in. So it's just important that, you play sound defense, but at the same time, you take your shots.
They gave up a lot for Bradford, and I guess he took first string reps today. It looks like he could be the starter. What would you expect out of a guy like Bradford if he's the guy?
Well, he's a very talented quarterback, and he's got a strong arm. He can make all the throws he needs to when he's in the pocket. As far as how they're going to use him, I don't anticipate it being much different than, you know, Hill over there, having played against him a number of years prior and had some success against us when he was with Detroit. So, you know, we'll see. But he's obviously an effective quarterback when he has time in the pocket. He's shown that in the past. But, you know, the game plan this week, as I continue to say, is stop the run and get after the quarterback. It seems to be the game plan going into each and every week. So, you know, hopefully we can live up to that.
But how much better are these rivalry games when both teams are really good, like you and the Vikings?
Or better for who?
Just make it more interesting or meaningful.
For the fans? I like when we win, you know, when they don't score. But, you know, one thing that I enjoy is competition, especially as you get, you know, later on in your career and playing against the best, especially you thrive under these opportunities to where, you know, at the mention of your name, you incite, I mean, however many fans are there to boo you. So, yeah, it's fun and exciting, and they have some playmakers on their team, and we obviously know the history and, you know, everything that goes into it, especially being a divisional game as well. So it should be a good one. Throw us on prime time to open up the season, kind of, and, you know, it should be a good one.
In light of that, Clay, I mean, they came in here last year and won the game in the division. Is there any talk of turning the tables or at least getting an early leg up in the division, though?
No, we haven't even discussed that yet. If we even are, I doubt it. But, you know, they played well last year. And obviously we had our way with them in the first time we saw them up there. And they obviously beat us to win the division. This isn't a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, to get back at them or anything. But, you know, we kind of take approach this as a new season, new year. And, you know, they seem to stick by the same mantra that we've seen from them before. They play great on defense. You know, they got a number of playmakers, and their offense is going to revolve around you know, AP. So, you know, sounds easy on paper, but it's going to be tough stopping them.
When you have a week like this, when the opposing coach is at least trying to play his cards close to the vest with the starting quarterback, how does that affect your preparation?
It really doesn't. We haven't, you know, it's not like we're playing against a running quarterback and a you know, quarterback who likes to sit in the pocket. From all indications, it seems as if, and from film study, that these guys, both Hill and Bradford, you know, sit in the pocket and they don't really possess that threat that, you know, Bridgewater does. So, you know, it doesn't change, you know, how we're approaching this game and our mentality and how we're going into it. So we'll see, but, you know, I think we anticipate that we'll see Bradford out there.
In terms of the rivalry, though, Adrian did, after the game last year, say, this is a changing of the guard. It's our division now. How do you respond to that now, looking forward to finally playing them again after he said that?
I mean, they won the division last year. I mean, tip your hat to them, but it's a new year. It's a, I mean, we'll see. It's a new game. So, I mean, you're allowed to say what you want when you win and end up winning the division and get those awesome hats. And, you know, hopefully it's us this year who can get a cool hat.
How much of it is, you know them, they know you, just do what we do best and stop us versus putting in wrinkles that they haven't seen before?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, you know, why division games are always the most difficult and kind of tightly played, in that you're so familiar with your opponent, especially now. Having gone against his coaching staff and you know, the players in which they have, so it should be a tight game, a hard fought game, and I mean, we don't anticipate them throwing anything new at us other than, you know, a few things here and there, but for the most part, we know what their identity is and they know what our identity is, and, you know, it's just, you're right, it's about executing, and hopefully that's us this weekend.
What does Ha-Ha mean for your defense?
It means a great deal. I mean, obviously he's patrolling the back end back there, and we've seen him come up with a number of plays. Both being a playmaker and a ball hawk, as well as, you know, making those hits. I mean, you saw the one in the fourth quarter where he dislodged the ball, as well as, you know, both him and Morgan kind of have an ability to play in the box as well and not be scared of linemen or fullbacks or tight ends, whoever it is. So I think that's what you look for, especially in this defense, where safety play is huge in this, you know, Capers defense. So he's been a great deal. He's continued to ascend as a player and you know, he continues to, you know, do exactly that each and every year, each and every game. So, obviously a key playmaker on this team, and we expect him to do big things week in and week out.
Do you think, Clay, you guys will be better in the long run with Julius playing a limited number of snaps early on and keeping him fresh for the long haul?
Well, I mean, you saw what he did, was able to do last year. I mean, you know, you can talk to him about it, but, you know, he seemed more fresh and able to get out there and rush the passer and make it count. You know, he's what, 36 or, you know, whatever his age is, however, I mean, he knows what's best for not only himself, but this team and what he brings to it. And I think based off of his success last year and putting guys, you know, big bodies out there like Dayton and Nick, you know, who can play the run, then, you know, I think it bodes us all real well.